Now, I've got a question for you. If you could be an animal, any animal, which animal would you be and why? Have a think. And when you've thought of one, put your hand up. Who's thought of an animal? Which animal would you like to be?
I'd like to be a dolphin.
And why would you like to be a dolphin?
Because you can leap through the water.
Because you can leap through the water. Yes, brilliant. Anyone else like to be an animal? What would you like to be?
A zebra.
A zebra. Why would you like to be a zebra?
Because I like the stripes.
You like the stripes. I know what you're saying. Who's got one here? What animal would you like to be? Let's quickly run around the back here. What animal would you like to be?
A pussy.
A pussy. Why would you like to be a pussy?
Because they're so cute.
Because they are very cute, aren't they? Has anyone else got an animal they'd like to be? Oh, what animal would you like to be?
I'd like to be a lion.
You'd like to be a lion. Oh, I bet you'd be a very fierce one. Why would you like to be a lion? Is it because of the way they roar? Can you do a roar into the microphone? That was loud. Roar. The Bible says that the animal that we are in fact most like is a sheep. There's a picture of a sheep coming up on the slide. Here we all are. Sheep. That's us. And isn't it interesting? We don't particularly like to think of ourselves as sheep. We like to think of ourselves as lions and dolphins and cats and eagles and owls and things like that. And the reason we are all like sheep, it's not because we're kind of woolly or stupid or anything like that. It's because we need a shepherd to look after us. A shepherd a bit like this. You see, a lion doesn't need a shepherd. An elephant doesn't need a shepherd. An eagle doesn't need a shepherd. You see, they can all look after themselves. But a sheep needs a shepherd. Without a shepherd to care for it, a sheep doesn't know how to find grass to eat or water to drink. Without a shepherd to guide them, sheep get lost. Without a shepherd to protect them, sheep get attacked by wild animals. And the Bible says we are like sheep. And God is our shepherd. And in our reading, we're going to hear about how our shepherd God looks after us. And Annabel Brand is going to come and read for us.
This reading is... This reading is from Psalm 23, page 555. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Annabel, thank you very, very much. Wasn't that beautifully read? What we'll see as we go through our little series in the Psalms is that the king, the psalmist, keeps talking about all points to King Jesus. He is the real king. He is the ruler over everything. And it would be a great help to me, and I'm hoping a help to you, if you could be turning back to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, page 555. And before we look at it again, let's pray and ask for the Lord's help. Lord God, we thank you that you are a speaking God. You've not left us guessing about what you're like or what it's like to follow you. And we pray now, as we look at your word, we would hear your voice. Amen. I've got three things from this psalm about God our shepherd. And the first is this: he gives me what I need. And I think this will come up on the screen. I'm slightly wowed by this because I've never done a PowerPoint before. Look at verses 1 to 3. Let me read them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. And when we read this, it's easy to think, well, isn't that lovely? The Lord is promising us all a holiday in the Lake District. We're going to go for walks on soft, grassy hills. We're going to have picnics by quiet lakes. And some of us might think, oh, how lovely. And some of us might think, oh, how boring. But we've got to think as though we were sheep. You see, in the Bible, this is the sort of a place where sheep lived. Now, if you were a sheep living in a place like that, what is your problem? What's your problem? I've got murmurings. I need a good, clear hand. Sally. No food. No food. Where do you go for food? What do you eat? What do you drink? So you see, when he says he is going to make us lie down in green pastures and by quiet waters, he's not promising us a holiday in the Lake District. He's promising to give us what we need for life. If you don't get food, you won't live. It's a promise of life. Now let's think about what we need to live. I've got three pictures here. Can everyone see my three pictures? I've got in the middle a field. I think everyone can see that's a field. I've got a sea. And on the far side, I've got a crown, which everyone from junior church will know stands for God, who is the King of Kings. Okay? And what I've got some different sort of people. I've got a fish. Now, if a fish is going to live, Where what's he going to need? If I put him in the field, how will he get on? Will that be good for him? Who thinks that? You don't think that'll be good for him? Where do you think he should go?
In the sea.
If he's going to live, he'll need to be in the sea, won't he? We'll stick him in the sea. I've got another character. I have got a sheep. Now, I think he'd be a bit lonely on his own, so I'm going to put him with the fish in the sea. Do you think he'd like that? There he is doing backstrokes. People don't seem to be very happy about that. Who's got an idea as to where the sheep should go? Go on.
In the field.
He's much happier in the field, isn't he? There he is munching a dandelion. That's brilliant. And I've got a man. Now, if he is going to live, what does he need? In the field, he could have a happy time talking to the sheep. In the sea, well, he could do some swimming and diving. But if he is going to live, what he needs is God as his king. God as his king. Look at what the psalmist goes on to say. Verse 3. He restores my soul. See, like a fish needs the sea and the sheep needs the grass, we need God. Imagine a sheep walking around in dry land for days on end, and then the shepherd leads him to grass and water. And the sheep is thinking, phew, I've been restored to life. I've got what I need for life. And there are a lot of people who are trying to find life, but they're like a fish in a field. And at first it's kind of fun to flap around and do somersaults, but then they realize the fields can't give them the life they need. Or they're a bit like a sheep in the sea. You know, at first it's fun to do backstroke, but then they realize the sea can't give them the life they need. People try all kinds of things. They think, if I go on a great holiday, then I will be restored. Or if I have a bigger house, then my soul will be restored. Or if I find a husband, or get into the team, or change schools, or change job, or just change my hair, I will find life. But those things are like the fish flapping around in the field. They're like the sheep doing backstroke in the sea. If we want our souls restored, if we want life, we need God. We need to be in a relationship with the King. He is the shepherd who gives me what I need. Secondly, he is the shepherd who guides me along the right path. Now, the trouble with sheep is they don't always listen to the shepherd's voice, and so they end up lost. And I think that's what's happened to these sheep. They've clearly not listened to the shepherd's voice, and they've clearly ended up lost. And you see, by themselves, sheep haven't a clue how to get across a mountain to a field of grass and water to drink. They haven't a clue. That's why it's the shepherd who guides them along the right path. A bit like this. You see the shepherd there up to the side? He's guiding them along the right path to where there is grass to eat and water to drink. And you see what verse 3 says? It says, "He guides me in paths of righteousness." The Lord guides me in paths of righteousness. Paths that he says are right, the right way to go. And the trouble is, we sheep don't always listen to the shepherd's voice. And so we end up lost. And we can't find our way back to the grass we need and the water we need. Now, I need 3 volunteers. I've got 1 volunteer there, 1 volunteer at the front, 1 volunteer. Okay, 3 volunteers. Could you all just go out for a moment with Claire here? Just for a moment. You'll be right back. And now I need 1 other volunteer. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Let's just get them out of the room. Okay, we're going to play Hunt the Thimble only with 3 boxes of raisins. Okay, so I need someone to hide the raisins, who is then ready to call out hot and cold, warmer and cooler, as in the party game. Who feels they can do that? I need someone. You feel quite confident doing this? Okay, you come up and do this. You need to hide the raisins. I can make a suggestion. You put them in someone's pocket. Put them in someone's pocket. Okay. Okay, why not? No, just all in the same pocket, I think. That is, will be for a long time. All in the same pocket. Busy hiding the raisins, and the people outside don't know what's going on. They're being filmed, but they don't know what's going on. Okay, you come and stand next to me, looking quite pleased with yourself, and we'll get them back in. Just get them back in. Okay, now friends, here's your job. Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there. You are 3 hungry sheep. And you need to find some food. And somewhere in this room are hidden 3 little boxes of raisins. Can you find them for us, please? Right, off you go, find them.
You're getting warm.
Okay, wait, 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 wait. They don't know about you yet. They don't know about you. Now, what would really help you? What would help you find the raisins? Clues. Who would know how to give clues? Who would know how to give clues?
A leader.
A leader, perhaps. Yep. Anyone here a leader? Okay. What sort of a person could give clues? A leader who... Could Lily give you clues? Ah, somebody who knows where they are. Now, who knows where they are? Jack knows where they are because Jack hid them. Okay, so Jack is going to guide you to them using the system of hot and cold. Okay, so off you go, Jack. You are the shepherd. You're okay. Guiding them.
You're getting very warm, very hot, almost there. You're getting colder. Very hot. still quite hot over there. Really, really, really hot.
Really hot. Boiling. You're going to burn yourself.
Yeah. You're about to burn. So close. No, you're getting colder.
Okay, stay warm. Stay warm. That's
still
good.
Still getting a bit colder. Getting warm. Getting really hot again.
You might have to give them even more clues, I think.
No,
you're cooling down badly. You were really hot when you were in this direction
really hot,
over here.
Really hot. Absolutely burning.
I think we can give them that, don't they? They found the right person.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to disclose where the raisins are? You've tracked them down. You've sniffed them out brilliantly. You reveal where they are, Jack, and give them each a box. Brilliant. Okay, give them each a box. Give them each a box, and a very big clap, and a box for you too. You see, if you wanted to find the raisins, you needed someone to guide you who knew where they were. And as we walk through life, sometimes we listen a great deal to our fellow sheep, and they may be very funny sheep. They're really good friends, or they may be very clever sheep, like some of our teachers or our professors or people who write books. Or they might be very famous sheep, like some of the politicians or people who sing songs or make films. But they are all just sheep. They don't know the right way. They are lost, like the rest of us. They're all outside the room with you when the raisins were being hidden. And what we need is someone who is inside the room who knows where they are. And we just have to switch on the news to see that we live in a world of people who are very lost and confused. We think we know so much, but the fact is we don't know the right way to go to find the food that we need for our souls. And the Bible says, good news, God is our shepherd, and he knows the right way for us to go. So listen to him when he guides us. What's in the week ahead for you? Perhaps you're not sure which way to go. Perhaps you've fallen out with someone and you're not sure how to put things right. Listen to the shepherd. He knows the way. Perhaps there's something coming up and you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to listen to the shepherd on this because his way is boring. He's clearly out to make life miserable. No, that's not the picture of the psalm at all, is it? He's out to lead us to water and grass, to life. He knows the way and he guides us along the right path. So listen to him. Third thing about this shepherd is that he is with me. Have a look at verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He is with me. He is always with me. Now I need two more volunteers. Who's coming as a volunteer? Yep, you're one of my volunteers. And you're one of my volunteers. Alice and Tom. Okay, here's what I'd like to do. Stand there. And I would like you to... all you have to do is just reach up and grab a balloon and take it back to your seat. Could you just do that, please? You're allowed to do it. You just like to jump. You don't have to touch me or the chair. Just reach up and grab the balloon. That's all you have. No, come on. Jump. Really jump. No. What's wrong? No, just reach up and grab the balloon. Not even trying. Come on. Okay. This doesn't seem to be working very well. What would help you? Who could help you? If perhaps a mum or a dad came to help you, do you think they could find a way of perhaps lifting you up? Something like that. Should we try that? Have you got a mum or a dad you could bring? Now, all you've got to do is reach up and get the balloon. Can you do that? See, alone, that was quite a hard thing to do. Reach the balloon, quite hard. But when you had mum and dad with you, carrying you, you could do it. Think of the things in the week ahead that seem quite difficult, quite scary even. Maybe you've got to go to hospital. Maybe you've just moved house and you're nervous about settling in. Maybe next term you're due to go to a new school and you're a little bit worried about making friends. And it's like there is a wolf in the field and you feel afraid because you don't think you can do it. Look at this picture of a wolf coming up. You see, there are scary things being a sheep out there in the hills. If one of these wolves show up, you get very afraid because there's no way a sheep can chase a wolf away, but a shepherd can. And that's why sheep need a shepherd. They need someone who'll be with them, someone who will help them to face the things they can't face alone. And it may be it's like there is a wolf in the field next week and you feel afraid and you don't think you can do it. But here's the thing. You're not alone. Our shepherd is with us and he's holding you up. See, our family are with us at home, but not at school. So at school we can feel alone sometimes. Or sometimes friends are with us when we're up, but not when we're down. They're not there for us when we're down. And so we feel alone. And what the psalm is saying is wherever we are, whatever we face, we are never alone. Because our shepherd is with us, holding us up, so that we can do things we couldn't do alone. And sometimes other people are with us, but you know, they are just as frightened of the wolf as we are. We're sitting with them in the hospital waiting for the results, and they are just as afraid as we are. But our shepherd king is bigger than any wolf. And that's why the writer of the psalm says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It doesn't promise that life will be easy. It might feel scary. We might get hurt. But he does promise that he will keep us safe now and forever and ever. He is the shepherd who is with me. So he's the shepherd who gives me what I need. He's the shepherd who guides me along the right way. And he's the shepherd who's always with me. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are exactly the sort of shepherd that sheep like us need. Amen. Now, normally, after the talk, we have a little chance for people to discuss and ask questions because we want to be the sort of church where you're allowed to ask questions and we're thinking things through together. Time's a little bit against us, so rather than having discussions, if has anyone got a question they'd like to ask, and we'll see if we can help one another answer it. If anyone's got a question, ask it. If not, we'll move on. But it is a free country. Has anyone got a question they'd like to ask? Anyone of any age got a question they'd like to ask that comes out of this psalm? If you think of one later on, let's talk about it over tea. Oh, Julian's got one.
I've never understood how preparing a table in the presence of my enemies fitted in with sheep. Everything else does.
I think the picture changes from shepherd to friend, in a way. So I've got the whole world against me, but here is someone who will invite me in and eat with me. The whole world is saying, we don't want to eat with you, we don't like you, we don't have any time for you, but here is one, God, who says, I'll be your friend, I'll make a meal for you. So there's another, just a shepherd shows us how much he cares for us. Here's another sort of window on how much he cares for us.